We are interviewing Jim Davis. Jim is Managing Director of Export at BB Financial Services. Thank you again, Jim.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Have you noticed any change in your clients' needs since the referendum? Do they demand any more services now than before?
In terms of whether they demand any more services, no, I don't think they do. But what they do demand for us is more of an advisory role than just a provision of working capital. So I suppose they're asking our opinion, and we're happy to give our opinion to our clients. But for us, the general message is about being prepared for whatever the outcome may be.
The SME confidence tracker for Q4 2018 shows that some SMEs have reduced their investment or even haven't invested at all during the last quarter of the year. What would you say could be the reasons?
Well, I think the reasons are probably twofold. There is definitely a Brexit influence on the lack of investment within UK SMEs at the moment. And the second being, and I suppose linked in a way, the lack of confidence or the unknown, the uncertainty. And I think what generally happens with SMEs, they only have a finite amount of cash and working capital. So it's a big decision to make large investments. And therefore, rightly or wrongly, they're waiting for a decision to be made before they're taking that next step in the future of their business.
They are taking like an expectation approach about what would happen, and then...
Well, I think they're waiting to see what happens at the end of March before they will use that finite amount of cash that they've got to invest in their future. So in some respects, they're preparing well, but from an economic position, we and other funders and UK economy would like them to be investing now.
Okay. So you don't think they are quite prepared enough for Brexit? They are making some efforts, but...
I think they're making some efforts. Mm-hmm. I mean, generally, within the SME market, you have owner-managers and a small board members. And therefore, making decisions is quite flat. There's not that many people within those organisations to collaboratively make decisions. Whereas larger companies obviously can rely on more departments to make the right decisions. So they are stalling on the decisions they're being made. Yeah, there's no doubt.
So now the big question.
Okay.
What do you think will happen on March 29th?
I think some kind of deal will come out of it.
Some kind of deal.
Yeah. And I'm hopeful that that's the case. I think that would be the best case scenario for UK business. And, you know, for a number of the reasons we heard today and the presentations that we heard today, the effect of a no deal will be much greater on the UK economy than a deal. What that deal will look like, I'm unsure. But I suspect that there will be a deal done. There may be a delay, which again I would be comfortable with, as long as there was a deal in the long run.
Yes, because if there is a delay, the same conditions may apply. So,
well, exactly. So, in terms of supporting UK importers and exporters, we want the same conditions to apply for as long as possible. Two reasons. One, we work, or those businesses work in conditions that are very favourable to them at the present time. And two, it'll give UK business more time to prepare for what might happen under a deal scenario, what might change.
Okay. Do you think that access to funding will be a major risk if we have some kind of a deal?
I think there'll be more risk in terms of access to funding if we have no deal. Because if the economy is affected more, then generally liquidity reduces within the lending marketplace. So with a deal, liquidity should stay similar to where it is now, although we have seen some funders regressing in the amount of money they're putting out the door. So best case scenario is we get a deal and we carry on putting working capital into the SME market. if there's no deal, in my opinion, then some funders will reduce the amount of funding they're putting in. They'll be more risk conscious. But for Bibby, that might create an opportunity because we're prepared to continue to fund and support SMEs no matter what the Brexit outcome is.
And in the event of a no deal, apart from the liquidity risk, what would you say could be another major risk that SMEs will have to face?
The continued fluctuation in the sterling. So, you know, foreign exchange is an area that SMEs, if they are importing or exporting, they need to understand the effects of movement of currency, exchange rates, and what effect that will have on their business. So that would be the other area that I would expect them to be prepared for.
So you would advise them just to get informed about...
Find the right partner. Uh-huh. And what I mean by that is find an FX provider who is prepared to sit down with them and work out a plan, work out what they want to achieve, and then enter into a product that allows them to achieve that. So with FX, I always think that it's better just to know what your return's going to be, rather than play with the market hoping that you're going to get a better return. Because actually, what might happen is you get a worse return. It'll move against you. So fix your exchange rate risk under a policy and accept that that's the return that you're going to get.
Okay, so that was my last question.
Brilliant.
Thank you again so much.
Absolute pleasure. Hopefully that's what you wanted.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, great. Have a good day.